Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I've said that a couple times now, but you guys constantly ask me for my opening again. There it is. And then everybody that's new on the channel comes in and says, I have no idea what that means. What does it mean, face for radio? I got nothing, so it'll probably be the last time I do it for a while. I've got a story about a woman that goes completely insane on her boyfriend to get revenge. And I think these are important because, number one, this is why we test for red flags. And this is why we make sure it used to be. And some of you guys still are like, hey, I go on Tinder. I'm a good looking guy. I meet a girl. I hook up with her. It's all good. Some of you say I do that, but I make sure to only go to her house. But nowadays, I think the script has flipped a little bit. It used to be women shouldn't go home alone with a guy because the guy might be bad news. Now women are bad news. There was a report I read where men will get, if they do get in a physical altercation with a spouse or a girlfriend, they do it 57% of the time. Women do it 43%. So it's not this 8 times or 10 times more like they purport. Women will get physical with you. However, if they don't, because usually a woman in at least historically would lose that confrontation, although with today, with some of the soy boys out there and some of the girl power enthusiasts that are out there, I think that guy would get his rear end handed to him. But usually a face-to-face confrontation will get a woman in trouble because she's not as physically big. So they tend to go out and key cars and flatten tires and smash cars and spray paint them. I'm sure you've seen videos of girlfriends getting revenge that way. Guys tend not to do that. Women tend to make false accusations against the guys. Guys do not tend to do that. Guys usually will confront them. Not always, and I'm not saying this is always the case, but it's usual. So when women go off the rails, and especially if they're trouble, you can get yourself in a world of hurt. And this guy did. So I'm going to talk about this story and this stuff a little bit. First, some news that I wanted to talk about. I'm looking at prices. I just went to get my back on my bus, the trailer receiver, the hitch receiver on there, so I can tow my truck behind the bus. He gave me a price quote. We talked a little bit. He said tubing and steel and welding material has gone up 250%. I went down to Home Depot to get some stuff to keep continuing doing work around my parents' house here. That has gone through the roof. It is 5 or 6 times more expensive than it was just even 6 months ago. The price of everything's going up. I'm still waiting for I had to get my laptop replaced that I was working on because the processor, the main CPU chip was bad. I did a test on it. And silicone chips are on back order, which means new cars are on back order, which means used cars are selling for more expensive. So if you have a used car, now might be a good time to sell it. The price of everything is going up. So I caught that on the news, and then I watched our fearless leader, President Houseplant Biden. And I know, I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, it doesn't matter to me. What he's proposing financially, $6 trillion in 1 year, is on top of the $4 trillion that we're already spending for everything else, hyperinflation. So I've been looking at financial stuff, and I just turned off the computer for a few days because otherwise I'll go crazy. All right, so now for a couple of losses before we get to the main article. Confessions from UC Berkeley. This was on Facebook. This woman says, I'm fine, and this all has the same theme, mind you, up until the main story. She says, I'm financially not the same as my boyfriend, and it's beginning to bother me. My family makes triple his family. My mom is a position six ranks higher at the same company as his dad. Yeah, glass ceiling and 76, 78 cents on the dollar to men, ladies, really? She is 6 ranks higher. Now, maybe I don't know how she knows this. Maybe she's making it up, but her point is, she says, I'm coming here to Cal on an out-of-state tuition. He's at the state school getting financial aid because he doesn't get tuitions because he's a man. We own 7 properties and his family has 2. And that's just our families. I work and make quite a bit of money, so I've been able to buy him upscale gifts, but he only bought me a $30 present on Valentine's Day. I have an internship this summer that's prorated at his dad's yearly salary. So she has an internship that makes the same as her dad's. Is his dad's salary. He has no internship. Why? Probably because he's a guy. He's a good guy. He's of the right caste. La-di-da. He's an okay major, computer science, but I resent him for not being able to spoil me. I want something to show off. I don't want to be disappointed with the Zales ring down the road. What's the main theme out of this? I make more money than he does. As a matter of fact, she makes as much money as his dad does. She makes more money than he does. She got a tuition. He didn't. He's got to get financial aid, or she got a scholarship. He didn't. He's got to get financial aid. She doesn't. They own 7 properties. He only owns 2. Notice it's all about the money. He's a good guy. He's of the right caste, meaning, I guess, upper middle class or whatever. But it's all about the money. And instantly, no matter how great a guy you are, at least to the wrong people, it's all about what you make. And I've talked about this multiple times, that you've got to be an earner. Women want guys that make 130, 140, 150% of what they make. But in the meantime, they're getting as many opportunities, if not more, than men to get great paying jobs. Can't have it both ways. That means there are fewer men for more women. Goes back to the 90-10 rule, which eventually is going to be the 98.2% rule. Another one, I left my boyfriend because of Twitter standards. He couldn't afford 5-star holidays and fancy dinners. I'm not going to read the article, but again, the point is, I'm seeing on social media these women getting spoiled by their boyfriends, and I'm supposed to expect more, and men are supposed to do this for me, and I'm not getting it, so I'm unhappy. All because of Twitter and social media. We've talked about this before. But again, money, money, money. The rise of the bedroom tax. African wives are making their lazy husbands pay them for bedroom fun, and women's rights groups love it. I'll boil it down for you. Guys are not doing enough chores around the house, so women are now charging their husbands literally cash to take them to bed. Their husbands. That sounds like a great marriage, doesn't it? Can't wait to get married. Couple more. This one's from someone posted this on subreddit stats.com. Apparently, you can type in a keyword and it'll tell you what other Reddits most of those users belong to. And I thought this was kind of a fun one because we sometimes talk about female dating strategy on Reddit, which is a bunch of women saying you need to get the best men and you deserve this and you slay queen and don't be a pick Misha and all these other things. Well, they say, type a subreddit name to list its overlaps with other subreddits. The scores listed are probability multipliers, so a score of 2 means that the users of the inputted subreddit are twice as likely to post and comment on that in that score. And then it says equals 2 subreddit. A score of 1 means that users of the inputted subreddit are no more likely to infrequent that score. So in other words, the higher the score, the more likely it is that if they belong to one Reddit thread or forum, they also belong to another group. So he put in female dating strategy at 27.48. Now remember, every number higher means a more likelihood. So this is at 27.48 for both dating over 30 and dating over 40 are also members of female dating strategy. So these aren't necessarily young women saying, I deserve the best. This also means that the older gals think that their next guy better be pick of the litter. The other ones that are in here are marriage, ask women over 30, the girl survival guide, child free, and 2X chromosomes. And last one before the main story. Tiffany & Company has come out with a men's engagement ring called the Charles Tiffany setting. Why? Because women are now having to propose to men because so few men are either A, wanting to get married, or B, actually stepping up and asking women. They've just kind of said, nah, I'm good. And guys aren't popping the question. Why? Again, the most popular guys that are having all the choice in the world, they do not need to settle down. They can go out on date after date after date. And when they get tired of a woman, they dump her and move on to somebody else. Even if that other woman isn't as necessarily as good as the one that he just had, it's different. He's like, it's like us. I get pizza, cheeseburger, chicken wings, cake, ice cream. I have it all. So the women are either trying to, I guess, get these guys to marry them, or they're with guys that are like, I'm never getting married and it's not going to happen. And so they now have come out with an engagement ring for men. The interesting thing is the photo of this guy. I don't know if you can see it. I'll zoom in here on it as far as I can. The model's got lip gloss and virtually very little hair on his body. He looks like I think my female cat has more testosterone than this model does. All right, so on to the main article here. Dating app match ends with woman designing a web of lies to ruin her ex's life. Now, I did a story like this, I think a year ago or so, maybe 9 months ago or so, and I said, oh, this sounds kind of like the other one that I did. This is from April 28th, 2021, so just 2 days, 3 days ago. And it's a brand new story. After I read through it, I'm like, oh, this is different. This happened in Australia. I think the other one also happened in Australia. And when I visited Australia, I think, I'm not sure if it was in Sydney or Melbourne, but they definitely have this strong, yay, you go girl, girl slay movement going on there. So let me read the story. And I want you to, again, hear, when you don't vet a girl, when you get into dating, when you don't look for the red flags, some of the trouble you can get into, and it may not go well. And this is also why I say don't stick your D in crazy. Because at the moment you're like, you know what? I'll just hit it and quit it and it's all good. And man, don't do that. Don't do that. You'll get yourself in trouble. So Nicola Watts met the victim. They wisely kept the man's name out of it, but they did name her name. And I think that's great because the guy's innocent in this case, so his name shouldn't be spread. Nicola Watts met the victim on a dating app in January of 2019, and they had a casual relationship for a few months until he broke up with her October 2019. Okay, so that's like a nine-month relationship. So, but they say casual. 9 months, though. Says a dating app hookup turned into a nightmare for a man after a woman made dozens of false complaints about him to police and faked a pregnancy with the help of a forged birth certificate. Now, in the other article I did, she had used a fake fakeababy.com and fake sonograms and all that stuff. She found a forged birth certificate. The woman's campaign of revenge included an email to a 10-year-old kid intended to make the man look like a kid lover. I can't say that word. A child lover. Nicola Watts, a 35-year-old caregiver, met A. And A is his name, I guess. They're just naming him A. Met A on an online dating website in January of 2019. They dated casually for a few months, and he had no reason to be concerned about Watts' behavior. But when he broke off the relationship in October 2019, everything changed. Now, again, he may say, I didn't see anything wrong. Maybe he doesn't know all the red flags to look out for. Maybe she was kind of cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and she was really good at hiding it. But he was with her for 9 months, and I guess he didn't see it coming. Watts told him that he could not leave her as she was pregnant with his child, but A did not believe her. This was seemingly enough to turn her desperation into vengeance. In November 2019, now remember they broke up in October. In November 2019, Watts went to Christchurch. Oh, this is New Zealand. Is this New Zealand? Christchurch is New Zealand. Went to the Christchurch South Police Station to make a formal complaint and a sworn statement. She alleged that A had done bad things to her, and that the bruises had been seen by her doctor, and that she was sick due to her pregnancy. Watts later told police she did not want to pursue the charge, but continued making dozens of complaints alleging that A was harassing her. When she didn't have any evidence of the harassment, she fabricated some. Watts created various different email addresses and Snapchat accounts using variations of A's name and used this to send herself harmful messages. She sent emails to her employer to make it seem like A was sabotaging her job. She sent emails to Oranga Tamariki to paint a picture of A ruining her home life. She sent emails to a 10-year-old to portray A as a bad kid person, lover. She even sent emails to police to make it appear as if A was confessing to the crimes. In total, Watts made 55 complaints to the police. All the while, she continued with her pregnancy claims, even sending a sonogram photo she said was their kid. In April of last year, she claimed to have given birth at home to a baby boy named Riva. She said the baby was in the foster care of a Mr. and Mrs. Smith. She provided a letter signed by the alleged foster couple as evidence. Okay, there's a lot to break down here, man. She's writing letters to her own job, pretending to be this guy to get him in trouble, to the cops, writing fake stuff to a kid to make it look like he's doing it. Which, I mean, if anybody believed him on this stuff, he's looking at 20, 30 years. Now, here in the United States, that would be a federal crime. I don't know what it is down in New Zealand. But, I mean, she's gone all out. And if anybody believed any of this stuff, he is toast for life. And even later after they recant, and I've read multiple stories like this, where they get caught lying and guys have been rotten in jail for 7, 10, 20, 30 years on fake accusations. The guys get out And yeah, sometimes the state awards them some cash, but a lot of times the women are never punished. And until they are, it's kind of, again, it's the same thing with marriage, or divorce, I should say. If you can say, hey, you know what? He's a bad person. Now I get the child support. Now I get the cash and prizes. Now I get the alimony. Now I get to have custody of the kids, and he has to pay me child support and all this other stuff. And if they get caught lying, there's no penalty. Well, of course, people are selfish. A lot of people are bad people. And of course, they're going to take advantage of that. So she went all out to try to nuke him from orbit. 3 months later, Watts applied for a protection order against A. In support of her application, she provided a copy of a birth certificate for Riva that showed that he was born April 2020. Police later determined the birth certificate had been falsified. So police now have been getting these claims. They found out the birth certificate was fake. So what happens to her? What happens to her for all this fake stuff? A temporary protection order was granted, and A spent about $4,500 legal fees to convince the court that he was in fact the victim. So even though the cops realized that the birth certificate was fake and all this other stuff was going on, the guy still had to spend $4,500 in legal fees to convince the court that he had done no wrong, that he was in fact the victim. Eventually, Watts' elaborate story collapsed like a house of cards. Eventually. But what if it hadn't? I mean, this guy's still out a ton of cash, a ton of time, a ton of stress, everything else. When questioned by the police, she initially tried to maintain that she had given birth to A's baby. But when confronted by overwhelming evidence that she was medically not able to have kids, she admitted the lies. Okay, so now she's fessed up to the lies. Only because she was caught basically lying. Watts was then charged and later released on bail. In an effort to discourage any further false statements, a bail condition was imposed that she was not allowed to contact the police unless it was emergency. So she gets charged and she's immediately released on bail. Punishment? Not much, it seems, apparently, because she was released and I don't see anything about any court. And it was just basically the bail condition was she not contact the police unless it was an emergency. I don't see anything in there where she's not supposed to contact A anymore. Again, no punishment for all these wrongdoings. Of course, people are going to go crazy and do nuts stuff. But Watts was not deterred. In January, now I think this was in January when she got caught, right? I don't know, maybe. But anyway, they say, Watts was not deterred. In January, she sent the investigating officer a text message pretending to be a third party who had knowledge of extensive offending by A, including bad acting, bedroom behaviors, violations, stalking, computer hacking, intimidation, willful damage, gang interference, and car theft. This woman was out to make him look like Al Capone over here. This led her to being charged with a breach of the protection order. Wow, gee, you don't think she's crazy the first time around, do you? In the meantime, this guy's still got to put up with all this crap and defend himself. I don't even know if he was able to keep his job. When Watts' case was called into the Christchurch District Court on Tuesday, she refused to leave her holding cell to appear in the dock. Her lawyer, Colin Eason, told Judge Tim Gilbert she was having a panic attack. Watts was allowed to appear in court via a video link to enter her pleas because she was having a panic attack. Really? Really? She was convicted of 6 charges, including representative charge of making a false statement, perverting the court of justice, and a breach of protection order. Watts has been remanded in custody to a sentence hearing in June. Again, it's not the worst charges in the world. I'm sure they could have gotten her on false documentation, a false statement to police. They could have gotten her on a lot more, but they let it all slide, or a good portion of it. They say NetSafe Chief Executive Martin Cocker said the case was a good example of the perils of online dating where it was difficult to know for sure who you were dealing with. Same thing goes in person. While this was a danger not only related to online dating, people had to People had to be wary that it was easy to create a false identity or representation of yourself online. However, credible dating sites with safety terms and appropriate mechanisms in place could actually make dating safer, he said. And then at the bottom, they say the guy's real name was withheld. So let's see if there's anything else. No, that's it. So, but here's the thing. Again, she gets a light slap on the wrist. She's not in that much trouble for it. I mean, yeah, she's got a hearing, and yeah, they may come up with other charges. But based on the charges I heard, if a guy did this, they wouldn't have thrown the book at him. They would have thrown the jail on him. They would have crushed him. They would have put him underneath the jail. But in this case, no, couple of slap on the wrist charges. She'll more than likely, I'm just making a guess, she'll probably get off with an extended probation. Or maybe she'll, I mean, especially if it's her first charge, she'll definitely get off on probation. There's no way that they're going to send her off for this stuff. And lo and behold, maybe she never does contact A again. But this woman's in her 30s here. You don't think that maybe she's done this in her past to other guys? And maybe they just, maybe she didn't get caught lying about other guys. And so other guys are suffering the penalties of what she's done to other people. Maybe she'll do it again in the future. And again, this may be a very, very small percentage of the dating market out there, but it can happen. I don't fault you guys. You know, if you guys say, hey, I'm into the casual hookup culture, I just want to keep it casual. Hey, you do you. You just be aware that when things go south and really bad, this can happen to you. And even if you say, hey, I'm into longer term dating, or I'd like a good solid relationship, if you don't vet the red flags, if you don't really take your time and take things slow and make sure that this is a above board person, again, can happen to you. And you may have gotten completely fooled. I have been completely fooled by people in relationships where I say, wow, this person's a great person. And then 3 months, 6 months, a year in, all of a sudden you go, everything that they showed me was a complete lie. They're a completely different person than I thought they were, and I never saw it coming. And I considered myself knowing what I was looking for. So it can still happen to you. This is an extreme. So, I mean, let's hope this doesn't happen to any of you guys. But I've seen some of your posts on my videos, some of your comments, and some of you guys have been, yep, happened to me, this. It's out there. Guys, just remember, be careful, be smart about this stuff. Take your time with dating. We're in the world where more harm can happen to you as a guy than I think, or as much harm can happen to you as a guy as it can with a woman. It's just a completely different thing. A woman may get physical harm done to her, but a woman may just ruin your income potential, your job, your life, your family, your career. They may just plain out ruin you. All right, moving on to the dating profile of the day. All right, this first one's kind of a weird one. Her photo here looks like it came from a flip phone from like 1998. And she says here that she's 29, but she has that weird thing where your chin meets the cheek right here. She's got that little skin flappy thing like you see on 45-year-old women that have lost a little bit of weight. She kind of, I don't know, she looks like she's 49 to me, not 29. Anyway, she's 29. Product manager someplace. She went to university. She says, I'm a businesswoman, a philanthropist, and a writer. Okay, that's really nothing. I mean, okay. I'm into music, cooking, and traveling. Okay, listen. If you're going to put something in your profile, make it unique. I like motorcycle riding. I converted a bus into a tiny home. I run ultra marathons. I go to the gym daily. At least recently I have been. I like trying weird things. Like, make it personal. Everybody's into music. Everybody's into cooking because people eat. And traveling. Pretty much everybody's into traveling. Even if it's just from this room into that room, you're traveling. Like, be unique. This is the most generic profile in the world. But here's the interesting part. And this goes back to the losses, the lose articles that I read from the beginning of the video. She says, I'm looking for a guy, quote, at least 6 feet tall, shocking, makes at least 100 grand per year, six figures per year, shocking, well-dressed, and handsome, shocking. wow, congratulations. You're looking for every guy that every woman wants to have. Can you imagine me or any of you guys putting a profile in? Can you imagine me putting a profile saying I'm 29, first of all? Right. That I'm 29, that I'm a businessman, a philanthropist, and a videographer. I'm into music, cooking, and traveling. I'm looking for a woman no taller than 5'4", no heavier than 120 pounds. She's got to have a 36 C cup. She's got to have a bubble butt, tiny waist, you know, very hourglass figure. She has to be well-dressed and gorgeous. And she has to be, what's the opposite of making a lot of money for a woman? She has to be a stay-at-home mom and just clean my house and cook dinner for me and be a traditional wife. People would match with me just to yell at me. Women would match with me just to yell at me if I had a profile like that. But here you go. I'm telling you, if you're on dating apps, wasting your time. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. The best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and check me out over on betterbachelor.locals.com. Great forum. Everything's going great over there. And we've got a lot of members. And thanks to you guys being supporters over there. It's like $5 a month if you want to support me. Thank you guys for supporting me over there because that has allowed me to do nice things for my family. Mostly get my mother a new laptop, which I'm using right now because my laptop is in the shop. But it's also allowed me to get my dad some cool things for his garage, for his tools, even though he doesn't work on much anymore. I got to put my tools and his tools and my grandfather's tools all in these nice tool chests. And you guys supporting me over there has been great. And everything that I get over there, I'm going to try to put forward towards a piece of land. I don't know when I can get it. It may take me this year to save it up. But everything that you guys are donating there for this year, I'm going to be putting into a piece of land where maybe I can build like a cool cabin or make it into a campground or something where guys can have just a little place that if you want to get away from it all, you can go there on vacation and meet up with other guys from the forums here. And like, I think that'd be kind of cool to have a little sanctuary for guys for us to get away from it all. Might not have much other than a campfire, a little bit of running water, an outhouse and steaks and horseshoes and some other outdoor and hiking and stuff like that. But we'll see what I can get put together. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, vet for those red flags. Make sure you know what you're looking for. Take things slow. Be smart about stuff. You know, take some time talking to them. That still doesn't guarantee you're going to get yourself in a safe space where you won't get yourself in trouble. But man, if it goes wrong like it did for this guy, you're going to be in a world of hurt.